now. She does feel like home. And the music with the laughter seemed to soothe my loneliness. Turn it out, turn it out, turn me loose from her memories, driving me lonely, crazy and blue. It helps me forget her, so the louder the better. Hey, mister, turn it on, turn it up, turn me loose. If a tear should fall, if I should whisper her name to some stranger I'm holding while we're dancing to an old Buck Owens song, I know she won't mind. She'll be dancing with the memory, crying teardrops of her own.
There you go. Yep, there's, yep, he's back again. Yep, we're turning it up, turning it on, and we're gonna turn him loose. And uh oh, is right.
That's the only thing I can say in response. I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, well, that unmistakable voice you hear in the background is the one and only Mr. Dwight Yoakam. Dwight, thanks for coming on the program today.
Well, Kip, thanks for having me, man.
No problem, man. You got this brand new release that we've waited 7 years for. What'd you do, break a mirror?
No, I just looked the other way.
Yeah, you just looked the other way.
It went by.
Right, yeah. Well, the brand new release is called Three Pairs. It's in record stores everywhere, iTunes, and on his website. And it's a very cool little record. It's called Three Pairs, and we're gonna play a couple.
Yeah, P-A-R.
That's right. Like we said, it's a brand new release. Like I said, we waited 7 years for, and you're back again, and you're better than ever, and. There's a lot of cool tracks on here, and for some of them you used, I guess, your road band, and some you brought in some I guess, outside guys. Is that what you did?
Yeah, well, on the two tracks that I did with Beck, I played all the electric guitars on the first record, Heart Like Mine.
Right.
And his assistant engineer played drums, and his engineer was the bass player, so we, you know, had double duty going on there.
Right, exactly.
With the guys in Beck's, Beck's studio. Yeah, it was all my band, the four guys that are out with me, and additionally then Eddie Perez, who had worked with me over the years. played on a couple of tracks. He's a couple of lead things that he did. But right. The rest of it is just the four of us.
All right. Well, why don't we kick it off with your single from it? We'll start the music with A Heart Like Mine. There you go, brand new music from Dwight Yoakam, A Heart Like Mine. The album is Three Pairs, as in P-E-A-R-S, and you can get that at fine record stores everywhere, of course, Amazon, CD Baby, iTunes, and your website, which is DwightYoakam.net.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think .com goes there, too, now.
Oh, .com does go there now?
Yeah, well, when we hear a call back in the halcyon days of the beginnings of everybody having a website, folks were buying up people's names or kind of squatting on them or claiming rights to them. And at the time, I think DwightYoakam.com was something we had to actually wrest it back from an individual. but we got it back. So it's .net for most of its existence, and I think both ring at the same number.
Well, there you go. Worst comes to worst, Google them. There you go.
Google me, as they said.
Exactly.
As a kid that was beaten on Vince Vaughn said in Four Christmases.
Yeah. Well, one of the songs from this new record that I'm really digging is Long Way to Go. Could you tell us a little bit about that, how you wrote it?
That one I recorded, actually, at Capitol Studio B, one of the only tracks that I got back into Capitol to record it. I historically had done a lot of recording over the years at Capitol, and I had wanted to go back there and record, you know, for quite a while, and as fate would have it, the studio was booked out throughout most of the time that I was doing this record, but I was able to get in and cut that particular track, and that track kind of just grew out of a moment of thinking about life as not so much the culmination at the end of something, but always a continuous beginning.
Right, you know, right. Well, I think...
journey and so forth. So that's how that song was born.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great song.
The recording of it was done at Capitol Studio B.
Yeah.
And I did a reprise. That's the 12th track is actually a reprise of Long Way to Go.
Right, with just you on piano there.
With just piano. Yeah. And again, it just kind of felt nice to drift away with it a little bit.
All right, well, why don't we play the version with the band right here next for you? We're going to go take a long way to go with brand new music from Dwight Yoakam.
I got a lot of
There you go. Brand new music from Dwight Yoakam. We played A Long Way to Go. The album's Three Pairs. And on the air with us today is the man himself, Mr. Dwight Yoakam. Dwight, thanks so much for hanging out with us today. That's great, man.
Well, thank you for having me, Kevin. And let me tell you, I really appreciate the support you've given me, the station has given me, and the listeners, because we've just finished our second week at number one on Americana because of you and because of the listeners there.
Well, hey, so, it helps, too, when you put out great music like that, when I can... You know, I can go to the listeners and say, hey, on this week's show, you know, we're giving away Dwight Yoakam CDs, and the phone lines light up 20, 30 deep, you know.
I'm
so
glad that anybody wants one.
You know,
I'm really fortunate to be able to continue doing what I do, you know, as a musician.
Right.
And be able to make my living, you know, making music, and hopefully this album has 2 minutes and 45 seconds to 4.5 minutes, however the length of the, whatever the particular track you're on, of happiness and joy for people to experience. That's what it was in making it. It was an enclave at the studio of happiness and joy for myself and the guys that were involved making it. And I consider myself lucky. So, again, thank you, and everybody there at the station, but also, and principally, all the listeners to your format there, which is part of the larger scheme of Americana, and I'm very proud to have had the number one spot for 2 weeks at Americana.
Well, thank you, Dwight. Let's touch on, I wanted to touch on some of your back catalog, some of my favorite stuff. And for me, and I don't know, I don't have, like, the liner notes in front of me, and I can't remember right now, but that muted horn on Population Me.
Lee Thornburg played that.
Lee Thornburg. Oh, man, that just blows me away every time I hear that.
Lee, think our homage to Chet Baker channeling Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?
Oh, man, I got...
That makes sense in terms of what I was trying to pull out of that. There's a bit of Luke the Drifter.
Right, yeah. I tell you, I mean, he nailed that. That is one of the best solo, you know, unbelievable.
Well, thank you.
And the song is just great.
He's an exceptionally talented musician, and I've had the great fortune of being able to met him through my producer, Pete Anderson, years ago, and you know, he worked with us on several records. I think you hear him on doing great fun horn work on my Christmas album a few years earlier than Population Me, Santa Can't Stay.
Right.
And, Lee's one of the great ones. He had Talent Power Horns was Lee's act,
All right, well, why don't we play that for the folks and let them hear the great work here.
This place will tell you lies with each passing shadow that goes by. But there's only one or two, at most just three, more likely none that I still believe. They'll say, hey, you're not alone, but don't listen to them tell that very long. I did, then found out through misery that the true population's me. I used to look for days around, but no praise, her love could be there. Populations made.
There you go, Dwight Yoakam, title track from Population Me. I just love that song, man. I think you did. That's just
Thank
I
you.
Think
Thank
one
you
of your best
you.
Songs.
It's a bit of an overlooked one because that album happened to be the first thing I did after I left Warner Records.
Yeah, that was on Koch, right? Wasn't that a
yeah,
Koch?
Yeah, it was on an independent label. It was Audium Koch, and God rest his soul. The reason I went to Audium and Koch was because Nick Hunter, who was a just a supremely grumpy senior VP of record promotion at Warner Bros., had me throughout a lot of my hit years at Warner's, and I really trusted Nick and loved working with him and did it out of friendship and as a bond with him. He had taken over and begun the Audium Koch label in Nashville for Koch. So there's a real soft spot in my heart for that whole album. With Nick, and he's passed about 2 years ago now, and you know, it's because of him that we went in and did that record, you know, right after, like I said, it was just in the interim before we went to New West.
Right. Well, you've done a lot of duets with a lot of artists, male and female alike, but one of my favorites is the one you did with Dina Carter, Waiting.
You know, that was a kick because she brought the idea in here to my office where I'm talking to you from.
Right.
She said, "Hey, I got this idea. I think we should try and write." And I said, "Okay, what?" And she started playing. And she walked over to a window. She was just looking out across the city, and I could tell this, you know, this had a deep and personal connection in her life. Just all she had was the opening lines, just waiting for your world to turn around. She was singing it sort of out to the landscape out there, you know, across L.A. And I watched her, and she had this great little, that finger-picked guitar melody going. You know, her father was one of the great session players in Nashville. Guitar player, and in fact played on Simon and Garfunkel records. I think he might have played with Bob Dylan on the Nashville Skyline and stuff. But Dina's an accomplished guitar player, and so she was playing much better guitar than I do. terms of her finger picking prowess. And it was really great to listen. I said, wow, that's kind of cool. And that's all she really kind of had, just that opening line, waiting for your world to turn around. And I said, huh, let's see where we go with that. So we started, we continued writing the lyric. We kind of tossed, I would toss a phrase and she'd sing it back to me. And that's why the song evolved into the duet that it's not, right?
Right.
Where the two singers never sing together.
Right.
Throughout the song, the two of us, and that was kind of what we came up with. That it was a, wow, let's don't sing. Because I got to the bridge, I said, watch this. Because I was throwing her lines and she would sing them. And I got to the bridge, I said, now watch, let me shift gears a second. And I sang that bridge. How long will it be? And she didn't say it unless she said, you sing it. I said, okay, well, that's another way to approach doing a duet. Don't sing together.
Yeah.
So it's the duet that's not.
Yeah,
right. But I'm proud of that song as a writer, and what a joy it was to do it with her.
All right, well, let's let the folks hear it. Here's Waiting.
Waiting for your world to turn around, it's less likely to be found as I watch it moving past than any other hope that I might hold, that someday you might know what it's like to slowly drown. Waiting for your world to turn around. Waiting for the thought to cross your mind. Two hearts might be inclined to commit an act that's bold. Or even just be looking for a chance to take advantage of one glance and live inside it one more time. Waiting for the thought to cross your mind. How long will it be till these blind eyes can finally see? I don't know. Time moves so slow. Like a river flows right by me. By me. waiting for your world to turn around. So it's likely to be found as I watch it moving past.
Than any other hope that I might hold, that someday you might know what it's like to slowly drown.
Waiting for your world to turn around.
There you go, Dwight Yoakam with help with Dina Carter, as Dwight would say, not quite a duet with Waiting. And on the line with us here today is our special guest, Mr. Dwight Yoakam, who has a new record out.
I gotta say, she did a great homage to David Gates and Bread with that song a little bit, and that guitar solo. She was very reminiscent also. When I told her a wink, I said, you know, there's a bit of Bad Company. I mean, a bad singer, you know, but there's a whole kind of series of things being channeled, I think, through that track. So, again, I was really proud to be a part of.
What it is, it's a great song. Let's go back to this new record here, and you mentioned earlier, this is one of the tracks that I'm also good friends with Mr. Perez, and Eddie, I recently ran into him because the Mavericks are back together.
Back out with the Mavericks. Yeah.
Yeah, I ran into him in Lancaster, PA about a month ago, and we talked a little bit, and you put a cover on every record, and on this one, it's no exception. And why'd you choose Dim Lights and Thick Smoke?
Because it just felt right after Merle Haggard and I sat down doing an interview for the Country Music Hall of Fame's exhibit on the Bakersfield Sound. It's up right now. I've been running most of the year.
Right.
And he and I were talking about the fact of Joe Mathis, which is part of the written materials in that exhibit, saying that he went to Bakersfield one night to see this band that everybody was raving about 1958, got to the Blackboard, this old nightclub up there, and he went in and saw this band. He said they were good, but they were the loudest thing he'd ever seen. Never heard anything that loud. And it was Buck Owens and his Schoolhouse Playboys, and Merle and I sang a little bit together that day, and I thought, you know what, I think that to me seems like a nice full circle moment to, you know, to do as a cover to the Bakersfield Sound, a tribute to the Bakersfield Sound. And we did it a little more cowpunk. And Eddie plays a great solo in the mid,
yeah,
the back end of after the steel solo. He comes off of it with just a blazing guitar solo that combines several styles in you know, like one 12-bar run.
All right, well, then let's let the folks hear it, man. So dim your lights, you know, wave that smoke out, and get ready for some loud, loud music.
Loud music.
Here's some Dwight Yoakam coming at you.
Dim lights, there's smoke, and loud, loud music. Yeah.
smoke and loud, loud music. You'll never make it quiet to a home-loving man.
Brand new music from Dwight Yoakam there. That's Dim Lights and Thick Smoke. The album's called Three Pairs, and again, it's in record stores everywhere and at his website, which is DwightYoakam.net and also .com. I guess somebody finally relented and let you have it, so that's all good. I gotta ask you this one. Are you still the King of Fools?
I may have been dethroned, but, you know, I guess once you're crowned with that title, you'll never not be, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, because where I'm going is how much of that was autobiographical?
Well, you know what, most of my songs are not.
And right.
They're composites of not only my life, but of the lives of people that, you know, I've come in contact with sometimes, you know, and in watching. But I think, you know what, all of us, if you do, as a writer, what I was going to say, if you do that, you have a pretty good chance of running into yourself as well as, you know, folks that you know or may meet.
Right.
And I think we're all vulnerable to feeling foolish, especially if we're willing to risk our heart and love.
Well, that's a nice sentiment. So why don't we play that, and then we'll come back with more with Dwight Yoakam.
I'm the king of fools.
There you go. King of Fools from his really huge album this time with King of Fools. But he's got a brand new release, and we're going to touch on that right now here. It's called Three Pairs, and you were mentioning earlier that it's an homage to Mr. Lennon.
I was in my kitchen. I already started recording the other tracks on the album. I think I'd done Long Way to Go. I'd done Heart Like Mine already. And I was at home one night having dinner and was watching the HBO documentary special that Martin Scorsese did on George Harrison.
Oh, that was awesome.
In the Material World. Great documentary.
Yeah.
And there's a moment where George is talking about the fact that the Beatles never really had a drug problem while they were in the band together. He said he later had, I guess, issues, with substance, but he said during the Beatles, we drank a little bit, and he said we dabbled a little, had a little dalliance with things, but we didn't write drug-induced lyrics. He said, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, I started to mention the parody of it, Judy in Disguise, by Fred and the Playboy Band. But Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, everybody thought was code for LSD, right? And it was actually John, I guess, writing what I read some years ago.
A painting by his son, Julian.
A drawing by his son.
Yeah, yeah.
His son brought something home, a crayon drawing, right, from school.
Yeah.
Or something. But they were talking about this, and he alluded to John and he going out one night, and someone had slipped them acid in the nightclub. He said, we didn't freak out. He said, we don't know where we were for a day and a half. I thought, wow. And they cut to a picture, to footage of John. And he happened to have these big wraparound kind of Persol movie star sunglasses on, but he had three pair of them stacked on top of one another simultaneously. And he was goofing around with whoever the film cameraman was. Like, when I see you here, I can look here and see you there. And I laughed out, I said, man, what a tragedy that he was gone so young. And I said out loud as I walked across the kitchen, there you are, John, three pairs of glasses. And my girlfriend, I remember, she said, you wrote it. You were walking and you just started singing it. And I did. The melody came very quickly. I just went, three pairs of glasses, three pairs of shades, three pairs of other things, all there in space. And it was just a bit of that kind of tongue-in-cheek nonsense that I felt inspired by John Lennon about,
All right, well, why don't we play that, and then we'll come back and start wrapping it up with Dwight Yoakam. So here's the title track from his brand-new release, his record at large, if you will, Three Pairs and Three Pairs.
Three pairs of glasses, three pairs of shades, three pairs of other things, all there in space. Three pairs of shoeless feet, three mindless dogs, three pairs of wishing for. All I want for you is happiness.
glasses, three pairs of shades, three pairs of other things, all there in space. Three pairs of shoeless feet, three mindless dogs.
There it is, brand new music, Dwight Yoakam, Three Pairs, title track. Said the album is in record stores everywhere, and iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, and also available on his website at dwightyoakam.net. Well, we got enough time for one more, and I have a tune all picked out for it, and we're going to go back a record to your another tribute, Dwight Sings Buck record. And we got to close up the honky-tonks.
Yeah, speaking of Eddie Perez, he's playing mightily throughout that record. I got to give Eddie great...
Wow, Eddie is unbelievable.
For helping me, helping enable that record to come to life. The band that was on the road with Mitch Marine, Josh Grange, and and Kevin on bass, they were all... out with me when Buck died, and we began to talk about the idea that I might make a record and tribute to Buck, and they all went in and played on that record, and Eddie sings, I think, almost everything on the album is Eddie's harmony. So, you know, it was a lot of fun to make and tribute to a larger-than-life guy, Buck Owens.
Indeed, indeed. Well, Dwight, man, thank you so much for taking the time and letting us hang together on today's show. Well, you ready to close it out?
It's my pleasure, Big Kev. Thank you a lot for having me. And like I said earlier, thank you principally for playing my music when you know that you've played and for playing this album. It means a lot to me to have...
All right, well, let's close up the honky-tonk.
There you go. We'll be right back.
If I had the power, I'd turn back time and live again the hours when she was all mine. It hurts to see her running with that crowd in town, but as long as there's a honky tonk, she'll never lock all the doors. Don't let the one I love go there anymore. Close up the honky tonks. Throw away the key. Close up the honky tonks.